السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat for deen. And the Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Safar 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Az-Zariyat, chapter number 51. And our starting point today is verse number 52, and we'll continue till verse 55. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us about the people of Salih alayhi salatu salam, the Qawmi Thamud, the people of Hud alayhi salatu salam, Qawmi Hu'ad, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us about the people of Nuh alayhi salam, how he decimated, annihilated, destroyed them. So Almighty Allah says, this is the habit of people. And when we study our history, we see even today that that is exactly what people are doing. Chapter 51, Surah Az-Zariyat, in verse number 52. كَذَلِكَ سَمَلَلِي مَاتَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. That before them it never happened that whenever a messenger came to them, مَاتَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولِينَ. So whenever a messenger came before them in the past, the people who rejected the messenger and the message, what they did, character assassination, that personal attacks, unsavory comments and remarks and so forth. إِلَّا قَالُوا. But they said, سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ. That is a sahir, he's a sorcerer. He's a jadugar, he's involved in dabbling in witchcraft. Did they not tell Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam that he is dabbling in witchcraft and in jadu and sihr, the jutlas and the Jews? Allah said, وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman, that he never dabbled in witchcraft and in kufr and blasphemy. Did they not call Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam sahir and a witch person involved, remember, in witchcraft and sorcery and magic and so forth? For Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Walid bin Mughira, the enemy of Islam and one of the people dispatched straight to Jahannam. So what does Almighty Allah tell us about them? So similarly, they spoke the same things. So it seems that Quran says that they all were in cahoots with one another. So what he said, إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ. He said, I am planning something, and I will tell you how we can. Now, Allah forbid, you know, discredit, discredit Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرُ. This is but magic, this is but jadu, this is but witchcraft, this is but sorcery. Go and read Surah Muddassir, chapter 74, and verses 18, 19, 20, right up to, remember, 25. Allah Jalla Wala states, أُسَلِّيهِ سَقَرْ. I will dispatch him straight to Jahannam, and that is where he will stay forever and ever. This Walid bin Mughira and all these haramis and shaitans. So even Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called by these names and unsavory names and so forth. So, oh Majnoon, oh, they will tell you, you're a crazy person, you're insane, Allah forbid. So they told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, they told Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, and therefore Almighty Allah defends the Master sallallahu alayhi salam. And what did he, Almighty Allah jalla wala, state? وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. Chapter number 81, Surah Takwir, and your companion, meaning Mustafa, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not insane. He's the most intelligent, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe and creation. Chapter 81 and verse number 22. So therefore, everything we want, we will find in the noble Quran. So this is even today, that if you speak the truth today, and now two friends are discussing, you know what, ABC, XYZ, Maulana, Mufti Sahib, Imam Sahib, Sheikh said this, say, leave them, they're crazy people, they're nutcases, you understood? This is now with you, the public, in the masses, in the world today. Say, leave these people, they are crazy people, they're madcaps, you see. So when you speak the truth is very bitter. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Dharr radiallahu an, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Ya Aba Dharr, qulil haqqa walau kana murra. Speak the truth even though the truth is bitter. The mistake I make, you make, majority of us make, that we were not told to speak the truth in a bitter tone. We were told to speak the truth even though it's bitter. To both barafar care is a big difference. One is you speak the truth even though it is bitter. And one is you deliver the message and convey it in a terrible manner and terrible tone. So you can tell your wife, oh wife, shut up, keep quiet. And you can tell your wife, oh my poppy, my darling, my sweetheart, how beautiful you look with your mouth closed, you see. So big difference between the two. So something we must learn, uslubu da'awat, the methodology of giving da'awat and inviting people also. So yeah, Almighty Allah is posing a question, al-istifham li-ta'ajub. So, istifham, interrogative, question, ta'ajjub, for surprise, astonishment, amazement. Atawasobi, what have they now commanded one another? Did they make this the bequeath to one another? That you also must say like this, one nation to another generation, one generation to another nation. What did they bequeath this to one another? Is that the legacy they left behind with one another? That whenever the truth comes, then tell that person, you're a sahir, you're a magician, you're a sorcerer, and you are dabbling in witchcraft, you're a jadugar, or you're a crazy nutcase and you're mad and insane, Allah forbid. Atawasobi, what did they? You make wasiyah, leave this legacy behind, and one nation teach the next generation? So it means that no, they did not do that. But what is the truth of the matter? Bal, nay, hum qawmun ta'un. They are a people and a nation who have exceeded all boundaries and all limits. You, Musa alayhi salatu salam, idhab ila fir'auna innahu tagha. You go to the Pharaoh, because why? He is a person that he's broken all the limits and boundaries and everything. So tagha is the verb, ta'un is the noun. So it's the same root letters. So these people, whether it is Nuh alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, in time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and today, 8 billion people, 7 billion rejecting the truth. Hum qawmun ta'un. They are a people and a nation who have exceeded, broken all boundaries. Any person who is fair and just, in any religion, if you ask yourself and you are fair, you don't have a jaundiced eye. So has Israel and America not broken every law of international law and every resolution? So qawmun ta'un. You see that? And they're continuing. because they feel we can get away with it with impunity and so forth. So you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatawalla anhum, hence you turn away from them. You love humanity to be successful, but some people don't want to be successful, they want to be a failure. Whether it's Abu Lahab or whether Abu Jahl or Abu Talib or whether it be Israel or America, they want to be a failure, and you will see the Americans will fall and Trump will fall, as it is considered to be the worst president in the history of America. Netanyahu will fall and Israel will fall, the worst prime minister in the history of Israel. So that is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Innal batila kana zahuqa. Everything based on batil and falsehood, it must perish and be destroyed. Allah has his system. So you turn away from them, don't worry about them. And fama anta bimaloom. Hence you will not be blamed, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You did your level best, everything, to convey the message. But what is the end of the day? وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. You read in Surah Yasin daily. And upon us is just to convey the clear message and convey the true message. That is our function. Hidayat, guidance, all that is in the hands of Allah Jalla Wala. If Allah wants, Allah will give him guidance. If he's a talib, a sadiq, if the person has a real, genuine intention, the quest and the search for the truth. But people today, majority are not like that. They want to remain on the batil and on the falsehood. The tap is open, but you put the cup and the glass upside down. Now who do you blame? You blame yourself. Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan will deliver a khutbah and sermon on the day of justice and say, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Hence do not blame me, you blame yourself for your own vices and sins and your failure and destruction. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Keep on reminding the believers. Why? فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى, this reminder, تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, is beneficial for the believers. You say today you call them رِجَالُ الدَّعْوَى, تَبْلِغْ جَمَاتِ, call them whatever you want to. So that's exactly what they are doing. They go town to town, city to city, country to country, and making tazkir, reminding one another. What is our duties? What is our aim? What is our objective here on this life? We have forgotten our lesson and objective and so forth. So both things are required. Tazkir, to remind one another, Muslims, and tabligh. Tabligh is used both ways, that we go to the Muslims and the non-Muslims. But that primarily is the duty of the ulama. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two hadiths come to mind. In Hajjatul Wida, the Master alayhi salatu salam told the 124,000 Sahaba students who are present there, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ شَاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. Those of you who are present here, who convey this message to one and all, Muslim and non-Muslim. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the public, the Muslims, male, female, adult and children, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلُوْ آيَا. Convey the message, even if one line, one verse and so forth. Something you know definitely, so that you can say. But don't get involved in Q&A and all these things when you're not an alim and scholar, because 90% of the time you will give the wrong answer. So we must be very careful. So tazkir must continue, reminding one another. Da'wat must continue, we invite people towards Islam. Tabligh must continue, where we propagate and convey the message to one and all. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us all for his deen and his religion, Islam. Allahumma aj'alna min al-maqbooleen. And every day beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Ya Allah, let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam, and unite me with the devout and pious servants. Surah 12, chapter 12, verse number 101. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in South Africa, Mauritius and few other countries, it is the 10th of Safar 1447, and majority countries, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa, Europe, America, it is the 11th of Safar 1447. In Gaza al-Mubarakah today, that is Tuesday, it is day number 669. Five jutlas dispatched it to help by Hamas. We say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, grant them victory. Ya Allah, decimate the jutlas and the Zionists and Israel and America and all their supporters and helpers with them. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mal'unin al-mustawtinin wa man wa'alahu. That is how you must make dua. Are you reading Qunut and Nazila, O Honorable Imams? So make dua and take the name of Jutlas and Jews. We don't have to worry about MBS and these murtas. We must say Jews. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin. Words like that you must use. So now the current generals there in the Israeli army sending letters to Netanyahu, to Trump. So it's the former generals, retired, and the current. Stop the war. Stop the war. We need a ceasefire. They exhausted, tired, and retired. Hamas gave them a good thrashing and so forth. But Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, Netanyahu, Satan's child, Hitler's child, the Harami, he says, we're going to take control and occupy the whole of Gaza. You see, occupation is terrorism. Therefore, every Jutla is at every Jew and every person who comes there from America or Germany or from South Africa or wherever is a legitimate target. One settler, one Jew, one bullet will settle the issue. The Israeli court stopped them from firing the aide, the AG, the attorney general that is carried in Al Jazeera news. So remember, a big blow to him, Netanyahu and his cronies, that Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and the Cohen and all these characters, remember Harami's whole lot. United Nations says that every day one classroom of children are killed. These are children 10, 11 and below. Remember, there are 28 children killed, 75, 80 people killed, 100 per day. That is their target, the Haramis, America and Israel. And they will tell you that they want peace. Mike Johnson, the speaker there in America, he came, he visited the West Bank, and he says that this West Bank and the settlements, they belong to Israel, not to Palestine. So who are the war criminals? These are pigs and swines. They are monkeys and donkeys. Remember that. That's what Quran calls them. Chapter 5, verse number 60, and chapter number 62, and verse number 5. So we should be very clear on these issues here. So he's the first person of such a high rank of America to come there and make such a statement, going against all the United Nations resolutions, going against international law. So what America, Europe and the West have done, they have destroyed the international law to save their harami, to save their illegitimate child, and that are the bees. You see, BB, therefore we call him BB, the big bee, the harami. Pakka harami, whole lot of them. America, the biggest terrorist, and Israel, they are dog. Remember, you have the handler and you have the dog. So the dog will do the dirty work, and have the body. Big guy, the owner, manager, will try and defend you. 100 journalists, Sky News, that 100 journalists demand, this is yesterday, remember, I saw it in the Haaretz. So they're demanding, we must have access into Gaza. Why is Israel not allowing us in? Because they committed war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and apartheid, and they're worse than Hitler, the Haramis. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. People in Sudan are eating animal fodder. Did you ever make dua for the people of Sudan and beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala? Today, me and you, we eat 2 meals, 3 meals, 4 meals, 5 meals per day. And yet we don't make shukr and not grateful. These people can't even get one square meal in Sudan and they in Gaza and so forth and so on. 50 Democrats should be arrested there, you must remember. So understand what's happening now. They want to, you know, redemarcate. Now they want to make more areas. So these areas there are leaning towards the Republicans. So when voting comes, it will go in favor of Trump and them. So therefore, they want to do redemarcation. So they need a certain quorum. So these Democrats, they passed off and they left. They fled there. So these people are saying, we must catch these 50 guys and put them in jail and you arrest them and so forth. Obviously, it will not happen because court cases, and you know America, how it works. Trump is threatening India with great penalties and saying, I'm going to fix you up. Now it's become personal clash. Both the haramis, as far as we're concerned. One side is Trump and them, the war criminals supporting Israel. One side is Israel, India also supporting Israel. But now the whole relationship between Modi and between Trump has turned really sour. Why are you buying oil and energy from Russia? Why are you buying arms from them? You must buy from us. Go to hell. We can buy from whoever we want to. So India will fix him up. But the people who will benefit from this unintended consequences are Pakistan. You see, Pakistan also bare chore here. The government, bunch of crooks, the army crooks also. So 82,000 people, remember, are fleeing Beijing. That's the capital of China. So much rain and floods and so forth. And more rain expected there. So remember that day, if you know anything of Saudi Arabia, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiyah. That's how they pronounce it in Arabic. You know, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia established 23rd September and it was 1932. You will see when September comes, what a big bash they will have. Yawmul Watani, the National Day. And you know, on their flag is the Kalima La Ilaha Illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You will see how they desecrated. They just throw the flags here, and I saw it with my own eyes. Everyone who does that straight away is murtad out of the fall of Islam. We must demand that they remove the kalima from the flag, because it's a kafir government, a Najdi government, people for whom Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua, a Wahhabi government, remember. So now there's a step in honor of the Amir of Makkah, Khalid bin Faisal. If King Faisal, a shaheed, was martyred in the year 75 in March, you see, after he tightened the screws on America and oil embargo in 73, 74 and so forth. So 75, they made sure that he must be eliminated, and then he was assassinated and killed. So this is his son, a total sellout, another murtad, if you ask me. So that, and let them get the message. We don't care for anybody. You must remember that. We will speak the truth. So remember, he's the one, the son. How King Faisal should have cried, look at the son and them, how disloyal they are. He's the one who closed all the hifz classes in Makkah for a few months and said that no classes here in Makkah. Imagine in Makkah Mukarramah, you close the Darul Tahfiz, all the hifz classes and so forth. That will be a dabba, a stain on him. And remember, if he makes tawbah, very good, and repents. If he don't repent, straight to hell. So that is what will happen to all these characters who are standing firm behind MBS and Murtad bin Shaitan and justifying his policies and so forth and so on. 400,000 people deserted the Ukraine army. So now America getting a good hiding and a good threshing, and Israel getting a good hiding, and the European and new countries and NATO getting a new good hiding. They poured in millions and billions there for the joker. That is Zelensky, is a joker comedian. And he said, I'm a Jutla, you must help me, I'm a Jew. So yes, they helped him and they lost. We support Putin. Putin is a big harami, remember that. But we need haramis to sort things out. And now Trump gave him deadline till Friday, you see that. The 8th of August or whatever. He said, go to hell. Let me tell you, Trump and America, our treaties regarding our nuclear and our arsenals also, we're going to take it up. It's no more binding. You don't worry about international law. So why the hell should we worry about it? You see, Piers Morgan, a guy who defended Israel, then he admitted to Mahdi. So Mahdi Hassan is an excellent journalist, but he's a Shia. You should know that. So he told him, yes, Mahdi, you are right. This is genocide happening there in Gaza and in Palestine. And now he is taking on the Israelis, whether it is their ambassadors, whether it is their journalists, that you guys are saying, you Jews, you Zionists, that these Palestinians must be expelled and kicked out from Gaza and here and there. So when will you be kicked out? You are the people who are the occupiers. He should have said, you are the squatters, you are the invaders. But at least he said something more than the Arab regimes and so forth in the Muslim countries. And Washington statue will be re-erected. You know, Black Lives Matter 2020, they smashed it to pieces and so forth. So Trump says it will be replaced again, you must remember, and put up again and so forth. Let's come to South Africa. We know South Africa is a fragmented society and apartheid legacy. A white farmer, he killed two black women. Allah forbid. Now imagine he did this. Then he told the other Burki, one Burki told the other Burki, he told the other guy, take their bodies of these African ladies and feed them to the pigs. You see that? So a big court case. You can imagine what's going to happen, but it is remanded and postponed. Now the one guy who fed these women to the pigs, remember, he turned state witness. He said, hey, my life was in danger, and therefore, so he turned, one Burki turned against the other Burki. One farmer turned against the other farmer. You know that went viral, that where the mother, she gave her son, 4 years old, 3 years old. So you must remember that mandrax and told him, take a tot and take a puff and what have you. So obviously that she also is going to face charges. That case also remanded. Remember, the father is alive. And he's the one who laid the crime charge against our mother, against the wife and so forth. That is our South Africa, your mother. That ANC, you're hopeless against crime. You can't even get the Guptas back. What good you are, you know? You don't even have an ambassador in United States. Hopeless, useless you guys are. So therefore, now Cyril says, South Africa is struggling with the US. If you know anything about politics, Trump gave every country 3 months. Sort things out. But South Africa sitting on their laurels, thinking of Hadi, and we don't have an ambassador, and so forth. Send one Burki, send one white guy who never spoke anything against Trump, and then you'll have an ambassador. Yeah, you send, oh, Jonas. Jonas talked nonsense. The guy before him, also a murtad, he was kicked out, expelled from there. And now you send another guy who they don't like. So how can you be so foolish? And, you know, I can't understand this. It's beyond me. Zuma! Zuma woke up. Zuma is a character. President Zuma. He says, see up. Chris Grito, this guy, Cyril Ramaphosa, must resign by this Friday. And if you don't resign, Cyril, then you will see what will happen. Dance al di popa dance. That is Zuma threatening Cyril. So that's why South Africa is a wonderful country to live in. You see that? A proper banana republic. Lesotho, the tiny kingdom of Lesotho. One day you can visit the whole kingdom, you see. You go to Maseru, you go to Phuthaphuthi and all these places, you know. So there, I got connections there, and you must remember in Lesotho. So what happens? That they say we're moving away from America. We can't take all these tariffs and nonsense. So rather we will deal with China or other countries and so forth. Speaking about China, the Chinese cars are hitting the market. They're overtaking the Japs. They're overtaking the Japanese and the Germans and so forth in some places in South Africa. So remember, today the Chinese cars are smart cars, you know. Not that ugly duckling and all that like before. Smart, smart cars they're making and so forth. Even me, I got surprised when I saw that. So anyway, so Allah knows best about it. Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib, Hafidhullah, our Sheikh, today will be there in Port Shepstone by Mufti Yaqub Valley. You know the Darul Uloom there. From there you can see the beach. When I went there, I asked the students, you guys studying here or you're looking at the bikinis there or what? Say, no, nobody swims here. I said, oh, so you must remember that it's a very nice location, but if you see a haram, that is not the life. You want to put big parda then there. And anyway, so your husband will be there tonight, inshallah al-Aziz. Contact Maulana Farooq Bhatti. He will tell you all the details. His Hazrat speaks Khadim and Khalifa and so forth. Our program for today, Tuesday, will be 8:30 to 9. Will be Mufti Hassan Ali. Your son is from America and he is there in Pakistan, based there. So he will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. Inshallah, 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. So make dua for the Ummah, make dua for Gaza, make dua every day. Allah decimate and destroy America and Israel especially. And then you will find global peace, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Jee Mawana Salim, we have 13 minutes left, so let's fire up, inshaAllah al-Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, if a person already has a sheikh that he took bayat with, can he take bayat to another sheikh? Would it break his initial bayat, or is it fine to have more than one?
Remember that those of you who have a sheikh and so forth, you must remember there are two, three different scenarios here. Number one, you had a sheikh. That sheikh turned out to be a corrupted person involved in bid'ah and innovations and so forth, and you did not know about it and so forth. So in a case like that, you must remember it's wajib for you to break your bay'ah and your contact with such sheikh who are corrupted, corrupting your beliefs and so forth. Allah forbid he became inclined to the Shias or Qadianis or somebody. So obviously you can't have. So you must break it and then go look for another sheikh. Second one is that you have a sheikh, he believes everything is right and all that, but you feel spiritually you are not really benefiting much and so forth. Then you want to take a bay'ah, the oath of allegiance and oath on Tawbah and so forth, to join another sheikh. So that is permissible, but you must inform the first sheikh. Not that you're going to have two sheikhs one time, and then that both sheikhs will give you instructions. Sometimes they have different methods and so forth. So now you will be confused and your fuses will be blown. Third one will be that you have two, three, four, five sheikhs. Everybody loves you and you didn't ask for it. And they tell you, fine, I make you my murid, I make you my khalifa, I make you this, I make you from their side. So that is fine. That is qabuliyat in the law. Allah Jalala accept us. And remember, Hazrat Mohana Qamru Zaman Sahib said here in Darum Zakariya, ek bohut pyara jumla. He said, normally I don't say this, but I'm telling you students here, at Darulum Zakariya, that bay'at maqsood nahi, to become bay'ah and say that I want, that is not the aim. The aim is islah. The aim is to reform ourselves and bring reformation. Today, me and you want to change the world, but we don't want to change ourselves. So remember how hudu is not the means. It is the objective. It is the means. It is not the objective. It is the means to the objective. So hudu, ablution, is not the objective. It's just the means to an objective. So similarly for me and you, the objective is Islam, self-reformation, becoming a true Muslim, true ambassador of Islam. But bay'ah is just the means towards it. So that is what we need to understand. A very, very great sheikh and a very, very great sentence and advice is given to us people who are in this field. Maulanas and Qari sahab and Hafiz sahab and Mufti sahab and Qazi sahab and all. So we should know what really is happening and what we should understand about this year.
Mufti sahab, I want to know if baby showers and bridal showers are haram.
Remember, as long as this ummah is going to mimic the West and you love what the inferiority complex and white is the right and West is best, then that you're going to go maybe right out of the fold of Islam, or you will love like a munafiq and a hypocrite. See what Quran says. Everything we tell you, we will substantiate from Quran Sharif, from Sunnah Mubarakah, from the fatawa, advices of beloved Sahaba, Uliyaullah, and the four schools. That is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Just take these two verses and see. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah. This surah was revealed right in the ending of the Hayat Mubarakah, the lifetime of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Surah Ma'idah. So go and see, then you will understand about all these issues here. That Surah Ma'idah was revealed and it is chapter number 5, right? So when you say it is chapter number 5, then go see on the left hand side within brackets, Chapter 112, Ala Tartibil Wahi. It is the third and last surah chapter to be revealed. So this is 112. Then 113, you must remember, is what? Surah Tawbah. And thereafter, 114 is Iza Ja'a Nasrullah. So that is according to Wahi. So yeah, in this surah, therefore Mother Aisha says, Ma nasakha shay, that nothing came to abrogate it. You see that? So it means that all these laws here are effective. Remember that. So that is of Surah Ma'idah and so forth and so on. So therefore, we should be very clear on this. So chapter 5, that is Surah Ma'idah, 112. Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, that is 113. And then we have Surah Iza Ja'a, so that is, you must remember, 110. And that is 114, the last surah chapter to be revealed. So Allah Ta'ala tells us in Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5. So you must remember verses 50 and 51. What Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْهُونَ. Are they still looking and searching for the laws of jahiliyyah and ignorance? Do you want to bring the laws of jahiliyyah and ignorance back into Islam and so forth? I gave you the best and still you are going and then going to mimic them and lick them, the enemies of Islam. Chapter 5, verse number 50. And then chapter 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wa al-nasara awliya. Ey iman walo, O you believe. Do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your protectors and your helpers. Ba'aduhum awliya uba'ad. They are the helpers, protectors of one another. America Christian and Israel Jutlas Haramis. Both of them collude, work in cahoots with one another to destroy the Muslims and that. But the Arab leaders don't understand, don't want to understand, therefore they also shaitans. Ba'aduhum awliya uba'ad. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ. Who befriends them, you love their system, you love their democracy, you love their secularism, you love their capitalism, you love their customs and traditions. So now have a baby shower, have a bridal shower, have a shower like them with your girlfriend in the bathroom, you see that? So you love all the Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, minkum from you, Muslim, fa'innum minhum, you become non-Muslim when you try and justify all these haram things here. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum, hadith sahih. Authentic hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and in Abu Dawood. So chapter 5, verses 50 and 51 will give you the answer. All this is haram. It shows how intellectually deficient we have become, that we are now suffering from ihsas-e-kamtari, from the inferiority complex, and we think we must mimic the West and the whiteys and so forth and so on. All haram, all these things here. Yeah. Last question.
Mufti Sahib, I had a bank account that accumulated interest. May I pay the interest on interest? If so, may I pay the interest on interest on bonds or to SARS taxes?
First and foremost, we must remember that you bought a house, and on that house now they are charging you interest. You have to take a bond and all that from the bank. You went to ABC XYZ bank and an overdraft facility and all that. So deliberately you got involved in interest and so forth. All that is haram, whether it's a bond, whether it's overdraft and all that. Go and read the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. The wa'idun shadid, the warning which Allah has mentioned for interest, Allah has not mentioned for anything else in the Noble Quran. Chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain from interest, the transactions, you see, giving, taking, witnessing, contracting, you the lawyer, accountant, and you involve in that deal and transaction, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then be prepared for a war against Allah Ta'ala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So remember this warning, you won't find for any crime in the Noble Quran. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. So for you to go and take a bond, overdraft, all haram. Now the government imposes upon you SARS, taxes and this, duty and customs and all that you pay interest for interest, totally permissible. You pay the interest portion of the bank for your bond or the overdraft portion, that the interest they are charging you with interest, that is permissible. But that action of yours that you went to take that loan or that bond or overdraft, that is haram. So we must understand that. And the second issue, study all the ahadith kitabs. Only one place you will find this. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says الله جل وعلا states حديث البخاري شريف من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Whosoever harms my waliullah, my awliyaullah, my special friends, I Allah wage a war against him. That is Allah waging war against Netanyahu, Smotrich, and Ben Gvir, Trump, and this Johnson, and Haramis, all of them. So see how humiliated, disgraced they are, and you will see how they will freak and die just like a dog, like Ariel Sharon. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.